This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, March 2nd. Good morning. I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Why Westlands avoided the Delta Tunnel. Immigrant truckers keep licenses. Snowpack outlook melts away, and India says it's ready to rebalance a trade deal. When Governor Gavin Newsom pitched a downgraded Delta Tunnel plan in 2019, the Westlands Water District eventually decided not to back the proposal over concerns of escalating costs and uncertain water yields. William Bordeaux actually voted against the tunnels despite being a longtime advocate for improving water supply reliability, he explained at the Maddie Institute Ag Policy Summit last week. Bordeaux, a Westlands board member and executive vice president at Harris Farms, pointed to the project's multi-billion dollar price tag and questioned whether growers could justify taking on long-term debt without firm assurances on deliveries. We're going to have the debt for sure. We might not have the water to pay back the debt, he said, reflecting on the board's reasoning at the time. Bordeaux added that earlier projections suggested the tunnels might deliver significant new supplies, but he characterized those estimates as uncertain given the state's strict regulatory constraints. Rather than backing the tunnel, Westlands has increasingly focused on groundwater banking, recharge, and alternative revenue streams, including renewable energy development on drainage-impaired lands. A California judge has ruled that more than 20,000 immigrant truck drivers in the state can keep their commercial driver's licenses at least temporarily in a setback to efforts by federal and state authorities to revoke them. A tentative decision by the Alameda County Superior Court came after a lawsuit filed by a law firm alongside the Asian Law Caucus and the Second Coalition. They argued the California Department of Motor Vehicles did not follow proper procedures when it moved to rescind the licenses. The drivers include many asylum seekers and immigrants with temporary work authorization whose licenses were slated to expire earlier this year amid federal pressure. The ruling, celebrated by affected drivers in court, keeps their licenses valid through their original expiration dates and halts immediate cancellations. But it places California in a difficult position. U.S. Department of Transportation has threatened to withhold about $160 million in federal highway funds and could strip the state's authority to issue commercial license if it defies the new federal rules aimed at tightening immigration-related licensing standards. A powerful mid-February winter storm delivered a much-needed boost to California snowpack, but state water officials warned on Friday that levels remain well below average and the window to catch up is rapidly closing. At a media briefing followed by the latest snow survey, Department of Water Resources hydrology manager David Rosardo reported a water content of 11 inches and a snow depth of 28 inches, just 47% of average for this day. Statewide, snow water content stands at 15.1 inches, about 66% of average for late February, and only 57% of the April 1 average when the snowpack typically peaks. Regional disparities are stark. The North Sierra is at just 40% of its April 1 average, compared to 58% in the Central Sierra, 78% in the Southern Sierra. Rosardo said it would take one heck of a march for the North to recover. February's biggest storm briefly lifted conditions, but a subsequent warm atmospheric river, rising solar radiation have already triggered melt, particularly at mid-elevations. State climatologist Michael Anderson added that warmer and drier than average conditions are forecast for March through May, raising the possibility that peak snowpack may have already occurred. For water managers and agriculture, the late boost offers limited relief as California heads toward an early dry season. A top Indian official says that India is ready to revisit the terms of a recent U.S.-India trade pact if the underlying, quote, circumstances change following the Supreme Court's tariff ruling. Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal pointed to language in a joint statement last month that states either side can modify its commitments if the previously agreed tariff rates change. Speaking at a summit on Friday, Goyal said the trade landscape is still evolving following the elimination of President Donald Trump's emergency tariffs. But he stressed that, quote, should the circumstances change, the deal will be rebalanced. Now take note. Under the terms of the pact, the U.S. agreed to apply an 18% reciprocal tariff to Indian exports. The administration also nixed an additional 25% tariff imposed over India's buys of Russian oil. The new 10% global tariff currently applies to Indian exports, but Trump and other administration officials have indicated that they will raise tariffs further in the coming weeks and months. Both sides have already previewed tariff reductions for certain ag sectors as a part of a U.S.-India deal. Goyal on Friday provided further details about the scope of the deal. Dairy, maize, soybean, and poultry are exempt from the U.S. trade deal, he said, while adding that non-GM foods will come into India. A federal judge has approved a settlement requiring the Agriculture Department to share climate data with environmental groups and keep that data publicly available on its website until it does so. U.S. District Judge Margaret Garnett of New York's Southern District signed off on an agreement to settle a lawsuit over climate data the agency attempted to purge from its website last year. According to a court filing, the agency has agreed to provide the groups with Forest Service mapping and climate data. Until those records are released, the agency agreed to maintain public access to the Climate Risk Viewer, a web resource that includes data on old-growth forests. The suit was brought by the Northeast Organic Farming Association, the Natural Resources Defense Council, and the Environmental Working Group. Here's today's final word. It's another tragically beautiful day in California. That Carla Nemeth, director of the Department of Water Resources, warning that 73 degrees in February in Sacramento is a clear sign that climate change has arrived and the state needs to invest in water infrastructure to prepare. Nemeth was defending the Newsom administration's Delta Tunnel proposal during a two-day hearing for the Delta Stewardship Council. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, March 2nd. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.